Yeah, and one of the great example, I mean, of course, Lhokwa Cha was a great example, but one of the things that one of the people who I've was very struck by was when I the years and the times that I traveled with Lhokwa Panyananda, who was this very very famous teacher from Thailand, and he early years of Chittorus and Amaravati, and for many years he came here to help support the establishing of the Sangha, and in going to some of the other branch monasteries as well, Australia, New Zealand, because he was concerned that with Lhokwa Cha being ill, that people wouldn't know about what was happening in the West. And he was somebody who was his Dhamma talks on Sunday were that usually, I don't know, probably at least 1,000 people show up for the Dhamma talk on Sunday, and the hall would be full, the whole area around would be full, and he would give the talk before the meal, and by the end of the meal, this is in the days of cassette tapes, the talk would be reproduced and tapes would be available for people to take back and distribute amongst various other people. He probably had on a weekly basis would be on television and radio giving Dhamma talks. He would travel around the country giving Dhamma talks, and so yeah, he knew how to talk. But when he wasn't, it was always like traveling with him. If there wasn't something to say, he was happy just being by himself and sitting quietly. Or even when, say, like coming to, especially coming to the West, where he's definitely used to being center of attention, but then because of his, I mean, he knew some English, but it wasn't comfortable or fluent in it. And so he would quite happily just sit there quietly and let everything happen around him. It was really quite a wonderful example, because there just wasn't a sense of self that was sort of needed to be inserted, or that happy to dwell in just being empty. It was really because some, especially say we see that dwelling in seclusion, and sort of like, oh, somehow I've got to get away from everybody because they're an impingement on my well-being. But it's more like, no, it's an internal quality that is inclining away from that, having to insert oneself into the present moment, wherever that moment is.